Happy 2nd of December as we march our way toward Christmas. So excited to have you here. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are going to tackle the first half of 1 Corinthians 7 because it's a long chapter. So we're going to be in verses 1 through 24 today, and then tomorrow will be verses 25 through 40. This is in the Passion Translation, TPT. This is what it says. Now, for my response concerning the issues you've asked me to address, you wrote saying, is it proper for a man to live in celibacy? Perhaps, but because of the danger of immorality, each husband should have sexual intimacy with his wife, and each wife should have sexual intimacy with her husband. A husband has the responsibility of meeting the sexual needs of his wife, and likewise, a wife to her husband. Neither the husband nor the wife have exclusive rights to their own bodies, but those rights are to be surrendered to the other. So don't continue to refuse your spouse those rights, except perhaps by mutual agreement for a specified time so that you can both be devoted to prayer. And then you should resume your physical pleasure so that the adversary cannot take advantage of you because of the desires of your body. I'm not giving you a divine command, but my godly advice. I wish that all of you could live unmarried just as I do. Yet I understand that we are all decidedly different, with each having a special grace for one thing or another. So let me say to the unmarried and to those who have lost their spouses, it is fine for you to remain single as I am. But if you have no power over your passions, then you should go ahead and marry, for marriage is far better than a continual battle with lust. And to those who are married, I give this charge, which is not mine but the Lord's, that the wife should not depart from her husband. But if she does, then she should either remain unmarried or reconcile with her husband. And a husband must not divorce his wife. To the rest I say, which is not a saying of the Lord, if a brother has an unbelieving wife and she is content to live with him, he should not divorce her. And if a woman has a husband who is not a believer and is content to live with her, she should not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband has been made holy by his believing wife, and the unbelieving wife has been made holy by her believing husband by virtue of his or her sacred union to a believer. Otherwise, the children from this union would be unclean, but in fact they are holy. But if the unbelieving spouse wants a divorce, then let it be so. In this situation, the believing spouse is not bound to the marriage, for God has called us to live in peace. And wives, for all you know, you could one day lead your husband to salvation. Or husbands, how do you know for sure that you could not one day lead your wife to salvation? May all believers continue to live the wonderful lives God has called them to live according to what He assigns for each person, for this is what I teach believers everywhere. If when you were called to follow Jesus, you were circumcised, it would be futile to try to undo the circumcision. And if you were called while yet uncircumcised, there is no need to be circumcised. Your identity for God has nothing to do with circumcision or uncircumcision. What really matters is following God's commandments. So everyone should continue to live faithful in the situation of life in which they were called to follow Jesus. Were you a slave when you heard the call to follow Jesus? Don't let that concern you. Even if you can gain your freedom, make the most of the opportunity, for truly, if you are called to a life union with the Lord, you are already a free man. And those who were called to follow Jesus when they were free are now the Messiah's slaves. Since a great price was paid for your redemption, stop having the mindset of a slave. Brothers and sisters, we must remain in close communion with God, no matter what our situation was when we were first called to follow Jesus. Mind if I pray for you? Oh, Lord Jesus, I just love those words. We are to remain in close communion with you. And I just pray that today for myself, and I pray that for the person listening today. We just have this longing to know you, to be known by you, to give you all our worries and our stresses and our bothers and our difficulties and persecutions and temptations and trials. We just lay them all at your feet. And I just exhale by saying, Lord, take it. Just take it. And Lord, I lift up all of those who, hearing these words about divorce, are bearing a heavy weight of shame. Lord, would you remove that yoke from them? We just thank you that there is no unpardonable sin. And Lord, I thank you that divorce is something that happens in this broken world, but that it is not too big for your cross. It's not too big for your redemption. It's not too big for your healing, and it's not too big for your forgiveness. So for those who have experienced the heartache and pain and excruciating manner that divorce can be, I pray for life. I pray for hope. I pray that any sort of heaviness would be lifted now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for my single friends listening today who hear these words and are like, why does God not answer my prayer? Why does God not bring me a spouse? And Lord, I pray for patience. I pray for, I pray that you would show them even this week that you are working out their salvation and you are working out all the situations that they have prayed for. And Lord, I pray for that special perseverance and singleness to be singly and single-mindedly devoted to you in the midst of this struggle and in the midst of this really long wait. Lord, I pray for widows and widowers who have lost their spouses. And I pray, Father, for just that special connection with you where you become the spouse for them. Lord, thank you that marriage is a metaphor for how we are to be deeply connected with you, as the scripture says, close communion with you. And so for those who are in difficult marriages, Lord, just be the strength and help them to see your way through. For those in good marriages, I pray that I praise you that these are good metaphors of what it's like to be walking with you. And Lord, for those who have been broken by marriage, whether from their parents' marriage or their current marriage, Lord, I just pray for your peace, your strength, your understanding, and your kindness. Lord, help us all to be tenderhearted with those who struggle today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be on the prayer episode the first Sunday of the month, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record up to 5 minutes of a prayer request. And it will usually be, I usually pray for it like the following month that you record it, because I have to gather them all together. And then we have a free ebook for all Pray Every Day listeners. You can go to marydemuth.com/prevail, P-R-E-V-A-I-L, and that will be sent to you as a PDF. So thank you so much. And thanks to the patrons, patreon.com/prayeveryday. You keep this podcast on the air. If I could give you a big hug right now, I would. Thank you so, so much.